Hey everyone, welcome to a deep dive that'll have us all sniffing out some solutions, I guess you could say, in the world of wax melts. Those awesome little nuggets of scented goodness that promise to like totally transform our homes with amazing fragrance.
Exactly.
But you know, sometimes they can be a little finicky, right?
Absolutely. They don't always work exactly how we want them to.
So we're going to unlock the secrets to really getting the most out of your wax melts. And our guide for this fragrant journey is an article called Why Your Wax Melts Aren't Melting, Troubleshooting Common Issues.
Okay.
And it comes from a company called Candlecopia, which, you know, if you're into home fragrance, you've probably heard of them. They specialize in all those lovely scented products. And the author of this article, Tony Bierman, is a co-founder of the company. And get this, he's got like 15 years of experience in the industry.
Wow, he's seen it all.
Yeah, so he's like a wax melt guru.
He really is.
Okay, so let's jump into this.
Yeah.
I think the most basic thing, but maybe the most overlooked, is the heat source.
Mm-hmm.
It seems obvious, but I bet a lot of people don't realize that the warmer itself can often be the problem.
Totally. It's like trying to bake a cake in a cold oven. It's just not going to work.
Exactly.
The article really goes into the importance of things like wattage and heat distribution as like major factors. You know, if your warmer has low wattage, it might not even be able to generate enough heat to fully melt that wax.
Oh, interesting.
And that leads to a weak scent, and nobody wants that, right?
Yeah, what a bummer.
Totally.
So if you're getting like an uneven scent or just like a weak scent, bro, the first thing to check is your warmer. So I'm curious, what wattage should people be looking for in a good warmer?
That's a great question.
Hmm.
You generally want to aim for something that's at least 25 watts.
Okay.
That should be enough to like get that wax melted evenly and really release that fragrance.
Got it. 25 watts. Write that down, everyone.
Exactly. Now, another thing that can really affect the heat is the type of warmer.
Oh, yeah. The article mentions tea light warmers versus electric warmers, but it doesn't really get into the pros and cons of each. Now, I've used tea light warmers, and sometimes I feel like they're just too unpredictable.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the flame's too high and things melt super fast. Other times it's too low and you can barely smell anything.
I agree. Tea lights, they definitely, you need a bit more like finesse with those.
Yeah.
The heat output can change depending on the type of tea light you're using, the brand.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And even like how warm or cool the room is.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So like on the other hand, electric warmers, they're going to give you more consistent heat. And a lot of them have like adjustable temperature settings.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So you have a lot more control.
So it seems like electric is probably the way to go if you want that set it and forget it approach.
Exactly.
You don't have to babysit it.
Yeah. Plus, they tend to be safer because there's no open flame.
Sure.
But, you know, tea lights, they do have that certain charm, especially if you like the look of a flickering flame. Yeah, they're pretty.
So really, it depends on what you're looking for and how much control you want.
Yeah, personal preference for sure.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about how much wax to use, because I think it's really tempting to just pile on as much as possible.
Yeah.
Because you think, well, more wax, more fragrance.
But more is better, right.
Right. But the article actually warns against overloading that warmer.
And it makes sense.
Yeah. Why is that?
So too much wax, it can actually suffocate that fragrance.
What?
Yeah. It's like, imagine trying to smell a flower through a thick blanket. You're not going to get that scent.
Oh, okay. I see.
And it's the same with wax melts. When there's just too much, that bottom layer melts, you get a pool of fragrance oil, but all the layers above are solid.
Oh.
So they basically trap the scent.
So it's not just about overcrowding the warmer. It's about having the right amount so that the fragrance can actually disperse.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Goldilocks, not too much, not too little, just right.
I love that. So how do you figure out the right amount for your specific warmer? So most brands, they'll give you some guidance on the packaging.
Okay.
But a good rule of thumb is start with maybe one or two cubes or a small scoop, see how that goes.
Okay.
You can always add more if you need to, but you can't really take it out once it's melted.
That's true. That makes sense. So sometimes it's not even the warmer. Sometimes it's the wax itself that's the problem.
Right.
The article talks about low quality wax melts, and those can just have a really weak scent or no scent at all. So how can you spot a high quality wax melt? What are the signs?
That's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a few things that determine the quality, like the type of wax they're using, how much fragrance they put in, and just the overall, like how well made it is.
Oh, okay.
So like cheaper wax melts often use paraffin wax,
uh-huh,
and that tends to have a weaker scent, and it can actually produce soot, which you don't want.
No, not good.
No. So higher quality melts might use soy wax, coconut wax, or like a blend of natural waxes. And those burn cleaner. and usually release the fragrance better.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned how much fragrance they put in. What does that mean exactly?
Yeah, so that's called the fragrance load.
Fragrance load.
Yeah, it's basically the percentage of fragrance oil they're adding to the wax.
Yeah.
And generally, a higher fragrance load means a stronger scent throw.
Makes sense.
But the tricky part is there's no, like, industry standard for labeling that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it's hard to tell just from looking at the package.
So how can you be a savvy wax melt shopper and make sure you're getting a good fragrance load?
Reading reviews is super helpful.
Yeah, good idea.
Look for comments about how strong the scent is and how far it travels, like how big the room is that it fills.
So, like, the throw.
Exactly. And also, like, pay attention to the brand.
Yeah.
Brands that focus on home fragrance and that people really love, they're more likely to use good ingredients and really prioritize that scent.
So do your research.
Yeah. Don't just go for the cheapest option.
Yeah.
With anything, you get what you pay for.
It's like buying a nice bottle of wine, you know? You don't want to skimp.
Exactly. It's funny you should say that about the wine. There are a lot of similarities between, like, appreciating a fine wine and enjoying a really good wax melt.
Totally.
Like, they both have those complex aromas, the layers.
Mm.
And it takes a certain level of, like, craftsmanship.
I love that comparison. I never thought of it that way before. But you're right. It's not just about the scent. It's the whole experience.
Exactly. And speaking of experience, let's talk about something else that can really affect your wax melt game. Room temperature.
Really?
Yeah, it might sound weird, but the temperature of the room can actually change how well your wax melts and how that fragrance spreads.
The article mentioned that, like, if the room is too cold, the wax might not melt all the way. But why is that? I mean, warmer is making heat, right?
It is. But if the air around it is super cold, it's kind of working against the warmer, slowing everything down. It's like trying to, I don't know, heat up a swimming pool with a tiny tea light.
Oh.
It's just that can be very effective.
Mm, okay. That makes sense. So if you're noticing your melts are taking forever or the scent's really weak, maybe try turning up the heat a little bit or move the warmer to a warmer spot.
Exactly.
I actually had that happen to me once. I had my warmer in the hallway, which is kind of drafty and I could barely smell anything. But then I moved it into the living room, which is usually warmer. And it was like, boom, the fragrance was everywhere.
Perfect example.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much of a difference a few degrees can make.
Yeah, it really is.
And while we're talking about location, think about the size of the room, too.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
A small warmer might be totally fine for a bedroom.
Right.
But it might not be enough for a big living room.
So for larger spaces, you might need a warmer with higher wattage.
Yeah.
Like even multiple warmers spread around.
It's like surround sound for your nose.
I love that. Okay, let's switch gears a bit and talk about warmer maintenance. Because even the best warmer won't work well if you don't take care of it.
Huh.
The article really stresses how important regular cleaning is. I'll admit, I've definitely been guilty of neglecting that in the past.
I think we all have.
But why is it so important?
Well, think about it like a frying pan. If you don't clean it after every use, all that leftover food and oil, it builds up, right? Makes a sticky mess. And it can even change how your food tastes next time.
Oh, yuck. I can picture that. So I'm guessing leftover wax can have the same effect on our warmers.
Exactly. That residue from old melts. It sticks to the warmer. And it can prevent the new wax from melting evenly. And it can also mess with how the fragrance comes out.
Oh, interesting.
And over time, it can even create a kind of burnt or stale smell.
Ew, no thank you. So how often should we be cleaning our warmers? And what's the best way to do it?
Ideally, you want to clean it after each use. But if you're not using it every day, every few uses is fine. It really depends on how often you're using it and the type of wax.
Okay.
And the good news is, cleaning is pretty easy. Once the wax cools and hardens, you can usually just pop it right out. And if there's any residue, just use a cotton ball with some warm soapy water.
Easy peasy.
Or rubbing alcohol works too.
Okay, good to know. I imagine it's also a good idea to check the warmer every now and then for any damage, like cracks or loose pieces.
Absolutely. Just like any appliance, they can wear down over time.
Yeah, makes sense.
So checking it regularly can help you catch any problems early on before they become like a safety hazard.
Yeah, safety first.
And of course, always follow those instructions from the manufacturer.
Right, always read the manual.
Exactly.
Speaking of instructions, the article also talks about using your warmer the way the manufacturer intended. Why is that so important?
Well, each warmer is designed to work within certain limits, you know? And if you use it outside those limits, it could not only mess with how it works, but it could even be dangerous.
Wow.
Like, Using a warmer with way too much wattage for the type of wax you have, that could make the wax get way too hot and maybe even catch fire.
Oh no. Okay, I definitely don't want that. So it's not worth the risk just to get a slightly stronger scent.
Exactly. It's better to be safe than sorry.
For sure. Now, we've talked a lot about like the practical stuff, but I want to touch on something a little more personal.
Yeah.
The connection between scent and memory.
Oh, I love this topic. It's amazing how certain smells can bring back such strong memories and feelings.
It's like our sense of smell has a direct connection to our emotions. Have you ever noticed how a specific fragrance can just instantly transport you back to a certain time or place?
Oh, totally. For me, the smell of honeysuckle always takes me back to my grandparents' house in the summer when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Their garden was full of honeysuckle and the air was just like thick with that sweet smell.
That's so lovely. For me, it's the smell of cinnamon. It instantly reminds me of baking Christmas cookies with my mom when I was little.
Oh, that's sweet.
It's amazing how powerful scent can be.
It really is.
Mm.
And I think that's part of why we love wax melts so much. It's not just about making our home smell good. It's about creating a certain atmosphere, bringing back those feelings, those memories.
Yeah, you're right. It's like we're creating our own personal scent landscapes, designing those experiences that make us feel good.
I love that, scent landscapes. That's exactly what it is. We choose fragrances that match the mood we want in our space.
Yeah, if you're stressed, maybe you choose lavender, something calming.
Mm.
Or if you need more energy, maybe you go for a citrus scent, something bright.
Exactly.
And if you're feeling nostalgic, maybe choose a scent that reminds you of a happy memory.
It's all about being mindful of what we're choosing
mm-hmm.
and knowing how much power scent has over how we feel.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny how different people can be when it comes to what scents they like.
Yeah, totally.
Like something that smells amazing to one person, someone else might like hate it.
Absolutely.
It's like we all have our own scent language, you know?
That's a great way to put it. It's like a fingerprint, totally unique to each person.
Exactly. Like, I have a friend who's obsessed with anything pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
But I can't handle it. It's too much for me.
Oh, I get that. And I know people who can't stand the smell of fresh cut grass, which I love. It's so fresh and reminds me of being a kid.
Yeah, it's interesting how our experiences, even our genetics, can shape what we like and don't like.
There's a whole science behind it, but basically our brains connect scents with memories, emotions, places.
So when we smell something specific, it can trigger a whole bunch of reactions. Some we're aware of, some we're not.
Right, like a certain perfume might remind you of an old boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Or the smell of baking bread might make you think of home.
It's amazing how powerful scent can be.
It really is. And that's part of what makes exploring fragrances so fun.
It's like a journey of discovery about yourself and about like the world of scents in general.
And wax melts are a great way to do that.
Yeah, they're pretty affordable. You can try out lots of different scents without having to buy a whole big candle.
Exactly.
Plus, they're easy to use. And we've already talked about how to take care of them.
Right. So if you're already into scents or just starting to get curious, wax melts are a perfect way to create a special sensory experience at home.
They let you design these little pockets of like olfactory bliss, whatever makes you feel good.
Yeah, tailored to your mood, your memories, your own personal scent preferences.
So don't be afraid to try new things.
Yeah, experiment.
Find what makes you happy, what excites your senses.
Let your nose be your guide.
That's a great way to put it. I think that's a perfect note to end on.
I agree. We covered a lot today. Everything from how to troubleshoot those common problems to the amazing connection between what we smell and what we remember.
So hopefully you enjoyed this deep dive into the world of wax melts.
And that you feel inspired to explore the amazing world of fragrance.
And create your own unique scent landscapes. Happy melting, everyone.